Hi, this is Pete, M0PSX from Essex Ham. On Sunday the 13th of October, 1 week ahead of JOTA 2019, the BBC Essex Quest visited the Belchamps Scout Activity Centre to collect a clue for their on-air treasure hunt, and also to find out more about JOTA. Their roving team of Barry and Liana caught up with Derek, M0SCE, who told them what JOTA's all about. This off-air recording from BBC Essex shows them arriving at the Belchamps Scout Centre.
Four clues to four mystery locations. This is the BBC Essex Quest with Eric Dixon.
Helen, thanks for tuning in and for guiding us as well.
Woodside.
Go left.
Woodside Chase. Yeah, that was one of the names. Yeah. Are you going left?
That's been mentioned, hasn't it?
Then I think it's a right along Holyoke Lane. Would that make sense from a previous...
Holyoke Lane, right.
On the right.
Then, let me tell you any second.
Are they sleeping policemen you're going over?
Yes, there it is. No, it's an unmade road, so it's a very lumpy road.
Okay.
And it doesn't have a sign on it, so it's one of those roads that if you're local, you know it. If you're not, there's no sign.
Yes.
You're stuffed. One of those roads that we come across on the quest often.
Here we go.
Belchamps Scout Activity Centre. Oh, look, they've got a firework display on the 2nd of November as well, and the tickets are now on sale. Right.
I don't know. Oh, there's a person.
A person is waving. A person is waving.
Is it a smiling person?
Waving person.
Yes. Yes, smiling and waving. No hint of zombieism.
No. A zombie zone.
A zombie-free zone.
Are you getting out my need to
fill?
Don't
worry, it's not the apocalypse just yet.
Okay.
No. Yes, you can have some pictures. Well, we've got a clue. Hello. Should we smile? Quick, Baz, a smile.
Quick picture first.
Of course we can.
That man wants you to smile. Quick.
I'll smile.
Cheese. Right, run.
Pressures of celebrity, honestly. I don't know how they
can.
Welcome to Belchamps.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you?
I am Derek Hagan. I am one of the trustees for the campsite. And obviously, welcome. You know,
Have you got a clue for us?
But in scouting tradition, which is about young people, we have a young person who's just been newly invested as a scout this morning to read you your clue.
Lovely. What's said young person's name?
I'm Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
How was it for you this morning?
Good.
What do they make you do? Funny handshakes and stuff?
Yeah.
Any secret words that you're not allowed to tell us, but you will?
No, not really.
She's not painted very.
It's not the Masons,
Liana.
She is sworn secrecy. Go on then, open it up. It sounded like it was more like the Masons.
Yeah.
Right. She's opening it.
Clue three.
See, it's not only me that has trouble opening the envelope.
I can see.
Yeah.
She's going to read it. Here she is.
There we are.
There we go. Go.
Where TV first broadcast? Follow Dorothy to a Bakelite and purchase tickets for the Mousetrap.
Super.
Well done.
Do you want to do it again for us?
Okay.
Because people are writing this down at home, you see.
Where TV first broadcast, follow Dorothy to a Bakelite and purchase tickets for the Mousetrap.
Thank you. Beautifully done.
That's
You're going to be very successful as a scout.
Thank you.
And a
You're
future
welcome.
Career Ooh. In the
right.
BBC.
Get the clue?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. I'll run through it one more time,
yes,
if I may.
Yes, you can have my job then.
Thank you, Anna. Where TV first broadcast, follow Dorothy to a Bakelite, B-A-K-E-L-I-T-E, and purchase tickets for the Mousetrap. Got to be within 15 miles of our current location, which is Belchamps Scout Camp. Sort of Hockley way. Where could we be going next? Where TV first broadcast. In broadcasting, I should know this, really. I'm going to put down those two words and assume that they're right. Follow Dorothy, capital D, as you'd expect, to a Bakelite, capital B, B-A-K-E-L-I-T-E, and purchase tickets for the Mousetrap. The author of The Mousetrap would be useful at this stage. That might help us too, the playwright. Let us know, 0800 111 40 41. Back to Anna and to Derek in the company of Liana and Barry.
Yes, I'm going to write down because I think that beginning bit of the clue where TV first
did you
brought
really?
Us. Yes, I did.
What, underneath the radio mask?
Yes, I did, and that's why my brain is frazzled.
Yes.
Right, so why did Anna want to join your scout camp?
Well, I think this weekend, the Southend Estuary are holding a badge weekend. So she is one of 60 scouts, I believe, attending, or 71, actually, last figure. I don't get them up to date. Which will all be working on different scout activity badges. So this is what Belchamp's Scout Centre is all about, providing facilities for young people to come and do different activities. One of my favourite ones is next weekend. We are at to be transmitting on radio ourselves.
Ooh.
And it's called Jamboree on the Air. And on Jamboree on the Air, we talk to other scout groups which will all be doing the same all over the world on the same weekend.
On the same frequency, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, we use a number of frequencies because there's a lot of scouts in the world. I think just over sort of 6 million of us at the moment.
Blimey!
So it's a very large event and lots of different countries to talk to. So it's going to be an amazing opportunity for our young people to talk to all people from around the world. Essex Ham always support this event for us every year, which are a really enthusiastic team of radio amateurs that promote amateur radio and provide quite a lot of equipment as well. So it's really thanks to their help. It's every year
When you speak to all those scouts around the world, will you promote our show for us?
Oh yes, definitely. This will definitely be getting a mention.
You're going to mention
it's all
yes,
very
it's
exciting
quest.
Definitely.
See if you can see how far in the world you can get the words BBC Essex and report back.
Okay, that sounds like a challenge.
That is a challenge. Although you won't get a badge for it.
Oh, no badge.
No.
We'll still do it.
What other badges do you do?
So amongst the communicator's badge being most relevant to Jota, because a lot of young people, beavers, cubs and scouts will be here, all working on their communicator's badge over that weekend. We have a whole host of badges. This weekend we've got car mechanics being run. So there's also photographer. Craft being run. I've been showing a list now.
How many badges can you get?
I think currently it's 42 badges in the scout section.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
You have to have a big jumper.
Yes, I mean, some of them, you watch them when they've gone through scouting and you look on the arm of their uniform where they put these badges and it just ends up absolutely packed.
So the time they got all their badges, which was their wrist, is now to their elbow.
Oh yes, definitely.
So I would say, advice, that if you're going to join the Scouts, get a really big jumper.
Definitely buy the uniform a little bit bigger because we hope you're going to stay a long time and learn lots and lots of activities, do all different badges, and that's what scouting's all about, different experiences.
It's really popular being a scout now, isn't it?
Oh yes, I mean Bear Grylls obviously made it very, very popular, being our chief scout at the moment.
I'd be a scout if I was a scout with him.
And But there's so many different things that the young people experience. Amazing camps, amazing events. There's a place called Gilwell Park, which hold events on the scale of about sort of 2,000-3,000 scouts at a time.
That's a lot of scouts.
Coming to do different activities. My own group, Fifth Pretty Well, they're going to go to Gilwell Winter Camp. I believe we've got everything from whitewater rafting, 4x4 off-road.
In the cold?
In the cold, yes.
You nutters.
And I have to go because my scouts would actually complain if we didn't go again. So we have actually attended it, I think now this will be our 7th year. And if I didn't go, I think I'd have a little bit of a riot on my hand from scouts saying, why aren't we going to Gilwell Winter Camp? Because it's just so amazing for them.
Oh, brilliant. So how can people contact you if they want to become a scout or find out anything else?
So locally, in Southend, for instance, we have our own website. So it's southendestuary.org.uk. In at a county level, you can find out all the groups around Essex. So, of course, that's essexscouts.org.uk. And nationally, if you go on scout.org.uk, see a theme here, don't you? There's a place there that says join, and you can put in your postcode and get all the joining information for your area from there.
Pretty and, easy, then.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, Anna, I'm going to ask Anna what her first badge is going to be.
I've already got some badges that I've passed on from my cub group, but I think the first badge I'm going to get is my craft badge, because this is the first proper badge I'm getting because I'm going to the badge weekend.
And what kind of crafts?
We're making bird boxes.
Well, that's really good, and really good for your garden as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so she's all ready.
Brilliant. It sounds like you're doing excellent already. This is another one that's going to finish Scouts with an armful of badges.
Yeah, buy a big jumper.
Buy a big
jumper.
That's it. Yeah, that's my advice.
That's it. Very good advice. Yeah.
Some wise now, words.
We said before that Eric got a Latin badge or something.
Yes, Eric's got a Latin badge.
Yeah. I don't know what picture you are painting of me,
have
you two.
We got a questing badge, or we keep
so
failing
cruel.
It, don't we?
Yeah, can we do it? Why can't we do a questing badge?
We should do.
Well, yeah, well, let's invent one for us, then.
It's a lot like that.
What we have to do, of course, Liana, is win. And for the last 3 weeks, that's something we have singularly failed to do, because the knowledge there, has defeated us. Just run us through clue two explanation, if you will, TK.
Music to my ears. Yes, I have defeated you, haven't I? Yes, well, clue two. Brussels, Djokovic and Williams visited Gilwell Park to buy seeds and compost, which brought us to Belchamps Scout and Activity Centre. And now the explanation. Brussels is the capital city of Belgium. Djokovic and Williams have both won the Wimbledon tennis champions' hips. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Gilwell Park is a campsite and activity centre for scout and guide groups, and you would probably buy seeds and compost from a garden centre. Now for more details, please go to gb1bel.org.uk. You know, I was kicked out of the Scouts.
Why was that?
Well, they didn't like my suggestions, you know, deceit badge, betrayal badge, dastardly badge. We didn't gel.
If they had, you would have done so well, wouldn't you?
I would have had 43, let alone 42.
Thank you very much, TK. He's back later with an explanation of clue three. Of course, this is assuming we managed to solve it, where TV first broadcast, follow Dorothy to a Bakelite and purchase tickets for the Mousetrap. Liana, back to you in just a second. A couple of things through from our calls and texts at the moment. Val in Wickford says the Mousetrap is by Agatha Christie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very good. And the first TV broadcast was from Alexandra Palace. Ali Pally, as was known, I think. Thank you, Val. Alexandra Palace was where TV first broadcast from, says Pip in Braintree. Thank you, Pip. Dorothy walked along the yellow brick road. Aha! Yellow brick road. In red shoes, I might add. Not sure what that's got to do with anything. Mousetrap also by Agatha Christie. So there you go. There's some thoughts for where we could go next. Got to be within 15 miles of Hockley, which is where Belsham Scout Camp is, more or less. Liana, we've got 60 seconds or so. Anything else we should add from the team of scouts who are chatting around you at the moment?
Yeah, well, we were just talking about your firework do and the centenary, weren't we?
That's right, yes. So, 2nd of November, Belchamps has a massive firework display here, and all the members of the public are welcome as well. If you follow it from the Belchamps website, we have pre-ticket sales where you can save time on queuing, because they do have a lot coming. And we have lots of little stalls around the outside, little side activities, tombolas, that sort of thing. Plenty of hot dogs for sale. And one of the biggest firework displays that you'll ever see. We don't skimp on fireworks at Belchamps.
And your centenary, any kind of things coming up for that?
Yeah, so at the moment it's Essex Centenary, so it's 100 years of Essex Scouting. And when we were talking about badges earlier, some young people have been doing one of 100 activities they have to achieve to earn their centenary badge, which is a special badge on their uniform to celebrate the centenary year of Essex Scouting.
Super duper. There's everything you need to know right there, Eric.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Liana. And thank you for all the calls coming
You're
in
welcome.
As well. Alan in Chelmsford says the Mousetrap was written by...
Thanks to the BBC Essex team for visiting Belchamps for their Essex quest. And good luck to the Beavers, Cubs, Scouts and Explorers taking part in JOTA 2019.
This feature was brought to you by Essex Ham, supporting amateur radio in Essex.